Rashi says, B'yud-hei. They used to pronounce it that way. Over Medina, but outside the base of Medina, B'kenuyav, like we pronounce it, Adoi, with the Aleph Dalet. The Medina and outside the Beis Hamikdash, I mean the Yerushalayim or the rest of Eretz Yisrael, Kahanim Noisen Eshredeim Keneged Kesveim. The Kahanim used to lift up their hands, Keneged their Kesveim, their shoulders stretched out, straight out. Over Migdash Agavi Roshayim. But in the Beis Hamikdash, then the hands were all the way on top of the heads, further up even. Rashi says over Migdash Lamala Roshayim of Neshem Avorchin Esom B'Shem Hamafarish. Used to use the Shem HaMafarish in the Beis HaMikdash, or Shechina Lamala Mekishriyas Piyasayim, and the Shechina was on top of their fingers like, so therefore used to pick their fingers very high up, on top of their heads. Chutz Mikoyen Godol, excluding the Koyen Godol, She'enoi Magbiyah Esiyodeh Lamala Menatzitz. He did not raise his hands higher than the tzitz. And Rashi says, Bevnei Shashem Kosov Alov, because we had Hashem's name, Kodesh LaShem, was carved out on the tzitz. So therefore it wasn't the cover that his hand should go higher than the words of Hashem. So therefore the Kohen Gadol did not raise his hands higher than his tits that he wore around his forehead. We have Yehudu and Yehudu says no. Af Kohen Gadol magibia yodov lamala min atzitz. Even the Kohen Gadol also would pick up his hands higher than the tits above his head. Shenamar the Apostle says, Vayisar enes yodov elom vayivorachayim. Mashm, even Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, lifted up his hands high, and then he first gave a bracha to the young. See, when the Kohen Gadol, he also holds, he raises his hands high. That's a Yudishita. We'll see. Right, we don't pass them. So that's the Gemara. Tana Rabban, wrote in a price like this. Kaisa Baruchu, the Pasuk says, Kaisa Baruchu, this is the way the Kohanim, Sheduchin, Shebench, Kala Yisrael. So Idashin Beloshin HaKodesh. Hebedavka has to be said Beloshin HaKodesh. That's Loshin of Kaisa Baruch Hu. This is the way you should bless them. Atoim, you're telling me Beloshin HaKodesh. Oyeinu Yela B'chol Loshin. Maybe you could say Duchin, you could bench it, you could Duchin, you could Duchin in any language. So there no Nema Kan Kaisa Baruch Hu. It says over here Kaisa Baruch Hu. For Nema Lahal, and it says V'hagrizim Narevel. Eilo Yamdu L'Baruch Hesom. There also the Indian of a Baruch Hu. So ma lahalam loshin hakodesh, just like over there by the hagrizim arevel, it was loshin hakodesh. But after like we had before, his afkan irosa brichas kanim is loshin hakodesh. That's what the Tanakhama learns. We have Yehudu Aimer no ainet sarach. I don't need this limud. Hare Yehudu koi. It says clearly here koi sevarchu. The word koi means this way. At sheyomru loshin hazeh, until you say it in this language. It has to be said in this language, Lashon HaKodesh. Tan Yiduch learned in another braisa, Kaisav Orchu. What does the pasuk mean, Kaisav Orchu? This is the way you should bless them. The Yamida, that the Kohanim have to be standing up. To Wayma Bamid, you're telling me it has to be when they're standing up. Ayeno Ella Afilu B'Yeshiva. Maybe even because, or even when they're sitting down also, maybe it's good. Nema Kan Kaisav Orchu, but Nema Lahalan Elu Yamdu Lavorach. Says before, it says over there, by the Pahagrizim Narevel, and they are Brocha, and there it says, Yamdu, Samal Ha'alan, just like Pahagrizim, it was Bamid that had to be standing up, his Afkan here also, by Brichas Kanim, is Bamid that has to be standing up. So that's the Shaila, how do you learn Amid? You learn Amid from the word Kaisav Orchu, or learn it out from this Lima, this Hekish, to Pahagrizim Narevel. Rabbi Nosin Noimer, and it's I don't need this. Limud from Hagrizim Narevel to tell me that the Brichos Kanim are said standing up. Because already Wayma, the Pasuk says, L'sharsoy ulevorech b'shmoy. Says the Kanim do sharsoy, means they do the Avoida. They bring the Kabbalah to do the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. Then it says, Levorech b'shmoy, that goes on Duchenin. So the Hekeshia, Ma Misharis, the Amida, just like what the Kanim do the Avoida. The Avoida is only kosher by Mida. And it's possible, be yeshiva, and yeshiva, be beis hamikdash, is af mevorech. The same thing when they go to duchin, is be amida. That the duchin in the birchas kanim has to that could be said standing up and not sitting down. For the Gemara, if so, misharis gufa minolein. How do we know that misharis, when the kohen has to do the avoid in the beis hamikdash, how do we know it's only kosher standing up, and it's possible if you're sitting down? The Pasuk says, Lamoid the Shores. Says often the Pasuk, Lamoid. You have to stand up and then do shoris, then do the avodah. Tan Yidduch learned another brisa like this. The pasuk says, "Koyse varchu v'nesias kapayim." The word the pasuk "Koyse varchu" means that the kanuk shidduchim v'nesias kapayim. Ah, to why me v'nesias kapayim? Telling me it means v'nesias kapayim. Oy einoy elo shaloy v'nesias kapayim. Maybe it's not even v'nesias kapayim. Maybe they don't have to pick up the hands. Now you're telling me now this parsha of "Koyse varchu" means when the kanim raise the hands, then they bless them. Maybe you don't have to raise your hands though. Maybe the Kohanim could like bench the Klal Yisrael, give the bracha, even without a Nesias Kapayim, without lifting up the hands. And this Gemara says no. Nema kind of says over here, curse of Orchu. The Nema Lahal, another person says in Vayikra, Vayisaren es yodo ve'elom vayivorchem. That Aaron lifted up his hands, and then he blessed them. So Ma'al Lahal, just like over there, it says clearly, for Nesias Kapayim, how did Aaron bless Klal Yisrael, give the bracha with Vayisar and Asiyada Yodav, he raised his hands, and the Siyas Kapayim, is Afkan here also, the Siyas Kapayim. So when the Apostle says, Kaisav Orchu, when the Kanam have this mitzvah to bless Klal Yisrael, it's also the Siyas Kapayim, they have to raise the hands. Mar says, Kashaler the Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason has this for Kasha, on his last Gzeir Shavit, if it's a real Gzeir Shavit. So he had a kasha like this. Kasha le the Rabbi Yonason. E ma lahalin. Kohen Gadol, if you're learning out from the Yisar and Yodov, that's where you know Nesias Kapayim means you have to raise your hands. So maybe over there it's only with the Kohen Gadol. E ma lahalin. Kohen Gadol. And who did it for Rosh Chodesh? It was on Rosh Chodesh then. The Avodah Sibur is bringing the Korban Sibur. Is Afkan maybe here also? Is Dafka maybe a Kohen Gadol for Rosh Chodesh, the Avodah Sibur, and also with the Avodah Satzibur? Like if you make such a Gzeirah Shavuot, that's how you know that the brachas have to be B'Nesias Kapayim, so yes, the Frakash, I can learn out from there. There in the Apostle of Ayikra and Tess is a special Indian, Rashi says. Ahach Gzeirah Shavuot, Gzeirah Shavuot, Yalos, Leik, Lerifrach, Malal, Mluyim. You're learning now from the parsha of the Meluyim, Shekein Korban Sibur. There was a Korban Sibur, Kedosir, V'yer, Lassa, Sachatis, V'yer, L'Vashmamim, the Kulan, Shal Sibur. And also it was Rosh Chodesh, who, Shekein now to regular in the Siyas Kapayim. That's Rabbi Yenison's Kasha. Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Nosson says like this, Ein Ait Tzarech, I don't need this. I don't need this, since he had this Pirch on the Gzeir Shavah, therefore learns it out differently. That I know the Siyas Kapayim is only with raising your hands. So Rav Nosson says, "Ein Tzarech." Here, where the pasuk says, "Hu uvona of kol hayamim." That's Aaron and his children all the days. So we dash like this: Makish bon of lo, his children to him. Mahu b'nesias kapayim, just like the Kohen Gadol Aaron, where it says, "Vayis Aaron as yodav." He raised his hands and gave a bracha. Is after bon of b'nesias kapayim. The same thing as children, the rest of the Kohanim also, when they duchim, when they give a bracha, it has to be with Nesias Kapayim, they have to raise their hands. Well, it says, Kol HaYomim, says all the days. So, merely can't say, Dafke Rosh Chodesh and Avodah Satzibur. It says, Kol HaYomim. And the Yishkes bracha l'shiris. And there's also a hekish of bracha t'shiris. Trash HaKolema. V'yafagav the Baha'i Kroh Allah bracha t'sibur. El Lashiras, this pasuk here is talking about Shiras, doing the Avodah. It says, Lama Lasharas Mashem Hashem, who will born of Kol HaYomim? So the pasuk here is talking about that the Bnei Aaron, the Kanim, do the Avodah all the days. So this Gemara says, there's a Hekish. Ishkish Brocha Vishiras Bekurach Rina. There's a Hekish in another pasuk, the Indian of the Brocha Virchas Kanim, to the Indian of the Shiras, doing the Avodah. Could you mean Liyel Lasharas Lavar Bishmai? Fatan Yidach won another price like this. Pasuk says, "Koyse varchu as bnei Yisrael." This is the way you're supposed to bless Klal Yisrael the Kanan after duchin b'shem hamafarish. You're supposed to use the shem hamafarish. Pasuk means kiksova the way it's written. You have to pronounce it the way it's written. To oime, you're telling me now b'shem hamafarish when a kohen duchin ziyas the mamish use Hashem's name. Oyeinu ela b'kinui. Maybe it's only the way we say Adoy with the Aleph Dalet. Maybe that's enough. Talmud Oyma, the pasuk says, "V'samu eshemi." You put my name. So Shemi means Hamiyuchadli. Special name that occurs the way it's really written. That's the way you're supposed to say it when they duchin. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yaf Begvulin Kain, maybe he means any Kain that duchens even outside the Beis HaMikdash. Also, he has to use maybe the Shema Mefarish. On this we say no. Nema Kana says over here, V'somu Es Shemi, V'nema Lahalin, Losom Es Shemoy Shom, says here, Dafkin the Beis HaMikdash. Ma Lahalin Beis HaBchira, there the word Shemoy goes on the Beis HaBchira in the Beis HaMikdash, is Afkan, V'somu Es Shemi. That we have to say the special Shema Mefarish is Afkan of Beis HaBchira. Only in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kanan uses Duchen in the Beis HaMikdash, that's when you used to say the special Shema Mefarish to name the way it's written. Rabbi Yashir Yuvayimir Reina Sarachayil Nidis. Hare Yuvayimir, the Pasuk says, V'chol HaMokha Mesher Askir HaShemi Ovi Alecha. Any place where you mention my name, I will come to you. For the Gemara, B'chol Mokum Sakabad, you mean like any place you have a right to mention the Shem Hashem, the Shem HaMafarish? El Mikra Zeh Mesurusu, this Mikra is out of place, I turned around. It's the opposite way. We should read it like this. B'chol Mokum Asher Ovi Alecha Brachticho, Shom Askir Hashemi. Any place that I will come and give a bracha there, which means either in the Shiloi or in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where you should mention my name. The Mor says, "V'heichen ov yelecha braticha." Where does Hakadosh Baruch Hu come to give his bracha? The Beis HaBchira in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the pshat is Shom Askir Hashemi. The Beis HaBchira there in the Beis HaMikdash. There with the kind of duchen. There they say the Shem HaMafarish to speak out and pronounce the Hashem's name the real way. But shaken outside the Beis HaMikdash, you only pronounce Hashem's name with the Yadoi the way we do. Tanya to go in another place like this. Pasuk says, "Kaisav Aruch was bnei Yisrael." Ainly yella bnei Yisrael. We only know about the meaning of giving brachas to bnei Yisrael. Gerim. How do we know a ger? Noshim v'yavodim shechroim minayin. They could also receive a bracha from the kanim. Talmudim. The pasuk says, "Emolahem lekulu." That when the kanim duchen give a bracha, goes on the whole klal Yisrael, even to the gerim, to noshim, v'yavodim also. Tanya does another bracha something like this. The pasuk says, "Kaisav Aruch." Ponim kineged ponim. Face towards face, like we do. We face the Kohanim, face us, when they give us the bracha. Atoim, you're telling me it means to say ponim kineged ponim, face towards face. Or yeniwel ponim kineged oruf, maybe the face towards the back. Talmudim, it says like this, emolahem, talk to them. Ki odem oim elechaver, somebody talks to his friend. When you talk to your friend, you talk face to face. That's the same way the Kohanim have to bless, Duchim has to give the bracha to the klal. Tanya to learn another verse like this. The Apostle says, Kaisa Baruchu, Vidashim Bekel Rum. The Kohanim have to use a loud voice. Oyenim, maybe not El Balachashi, but quietly. Tam Lerman, this Apostle says, Emelahem, speak to them. Ki Odom Shem Lechaveroi, like a friend says to his chaver. So you have to say it Bekel Rum. Umra Abaya Abaya says like this, Naktina we hold, Lishnayim Kura Kohanim. If you have two kahanim duchening, we first call kahanim. V'liyechod ein akara kohen. But there's only one kohen duchen, then we don't have to first say kohen. Alright, turn over. Yes, there's only one kohen, you don't have to first call out to say kohen. Shenem, the pasuk says, emolahem. Speak to them means l'shnayim, only if you have two kahanim. If there are two kahanim duchening, then the shliach tzibur first says kohenim. V'yomer Rav Chizda, Naktinim we hold, Koyin, Koyra, Kohanim. A Koyin should call out, Kohanim. Rashi says, Shliach Tziba, Koyinu, Hu Kareya, Omazir Es Chavera, Vohemdim Lefonov, Lahach Tzib, Pneim, Lavorach Es Yisrael. Vim Yisrael, Uwein, Koyra, Kohanim. He holds if the Shliach Tziba is only Yisrael, then he does not have to call out Kohanim. Only if the Shliach Tziba is a Koyin, he calls out to the other Kohanim, Kohanim. That's what Rav Chizda says. Yom Rav Chizda Naktinen Koyin Koyra Koyanim V'yein Yisrael Koyra Koyanim Shenem the Pasuk says Emolahem.